On the sixth day of the Sfira, the seventh day of Pesach, the day which God split the sea for the Jewish people, our sages teach us that on this day it is proper for us to strengthen our faith in Hashem as well as our faith in His servants, the tzaddikim, the righteous ones, our sages, that they pass on the Torah, the knowledge, and the wisdom, and the will of what God wants from us. As the verse says, when the Jewish people came out of the sea, Vayaminu ba'Hashem uva'Moshe avdoi, and the Jewish people believed in Hashem and in Moshe, his servant. The corresponding, the sixth requirement needed for Torah for this day is Be'yira, with fear. And as our sages teach us, it's a year of sin, it's a fear of sin, that we should not sin. And the first reason for this is obviously so that we should be very exacting in our understanding of the Torah, because if we fear sin, then we'll want to understand exactly what it is God wants us to do and what He does not want us to do. The second aspect of fear is also, again, fear of sin. The reason why is because if we don't have this fear of sin, and therefore we do not stop ourselves from running after whole bunch of different types of physical desires, and many of them might not be on the right path, very likely are not, maybe even immoral, then our head will be full of our other desires, our heart will be constantly running after those things, and we will not be able to focus properly on our Torah learning. That brings us to the sphere of the day, Yisoid Shebechesed. Yisoid is translated as the base, the foundation that is within the love. And this really comes out in more ways than one, but the idea being that when we set our foundation, our basis, it should be properly and should bring about love. This will come about in our strengthening, our shalom bayis, our home, which is the foundation for our lives, for our family life. So that has to be done with a great love and great kindness to bring about love of Hashem further in the world. And it can come as well as helping others in this area, whether it be giving other people advice where they want it and where they're looking for it, proper advice in their shalom bayis, in their search for a spouse, in whether it be in their chinuch, on their parenting, and so on and so forth. It should be done all in order to bring about love and kindness one another and one to God.